RM insists BTS will be back, but admits that nothing lasts forever. Jamie Lee Curtis challenges artists to do early shows, and fans are stunned by a Family Feud survey result. It's Wednesday, March 8th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. BTS is not over, according to one of its members. When you are famous, staying on top is very difficult, RM told Spain's EFE. But I think BTS will make it. It will come together again when we finish our military service, and we will look for new synergies between us to enter a second phase. But in any case, nothing lasts forever. RM and his BTS mates announced last June that they were taking a break. While some pop groups have resumed following hiatus announcements, many have not. NSYNC announced a temporary hiatus in 2002. The members of One Direction told fans in 2016 they were going on an indefinite hiatus, and in 2018, Fifth Harmony announced it was going on hiatus in order to pursue solo endeavors. South Korea's conscription law requires most males to register to start 18 months of military service by the time they are 28, but a 2021 amendment allows pop stars who have received government medals to apply for deferment of their military service until they're 30. Jin, the oldest member of BTS, enlisted last year. RM, who will turn 29 in September, told EFE that he's going through some hard times on a human level, but believes the break will be good for him as an artist. Some great work is born in personally chaotic moments, he explained. After 10 years as a member of BTS, I didn't know who I was, and I wanted to know. I started out as a teenage rapper, and then BTS came along and was all very intense. Now that the group is inactive, I've gone back to thinking about the beginnings and the real reasons why I joined BTS. RM continued, K-pop and K-drama are in fashion, so ironically, I'm at the center of a trend at a time when I feel like I need to step away from that and also have a time to think about and create a more timeless outlook. Should artists be doing afternoon concerts? Actress Jamie Lee Curtis is pushing the idea of early shows so fans can go to bed at a reasonable time. I'm just going to say that this now is a taunt and a suggestion. You too. Do a matinee. Coldplay. Do a matinee. What about a 12 noon concert, Coldplay? What about it? The 64-year-old told The Hollywood Reporter this past weekend. Bruce Springsteen, do an effing matinee. You're old. Why wouldn't you let me come see you, Bruce Springsteen, in your glory days, pun intended, and do it at noon or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock matinee. I'll come hear your 5-hour concert, Bruce, at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to be home in bed by 7:30. Appearing on Today, Curtis doubled down on her proposal. Why are there no matinees, she asked. For instance, I love Coldplay. I'd love to go see Coldplay. The problem is, I'm not going to go see Coldplay if they start the show at 9 o'clock and there's an opening act. I want to hear Coldplay at 1 p.m. If we filled the stadium with people who want to see a matinee of Coldplay, I think we're going to start a trend. On social media, Curtis is getting support. I'm all for matinee concerts on Saturday and Sunday. The Beatles used to do them back in the day, tweeted one person. Saturday 1 p.m. gigs, then a meal, and then chilling at home. Someone else tweeted, 100% on board with matinee concerts. I'd settle for concerts starting on time and the headliners starting their sets at a reasonable hour. 9 p.m. is not a reasonable hour, and yes, I'm old. We've got a sample of reactions in the link in this description. An episode of Family Feud that aired last month challenged teams to name a female singer who can bring down the house when she performs live, and the responses might surprise you. The first to buzz in was Austin Allen, who named Beyoncé. Host Steve Harvey was quick to agree. You better know it, he said. Greatest living performer today, Beyoncé Knowles. But Bey was only the fourth most popular answer on the board, with 7% of the votes. A guess of Jennifer Lopez revealed the singer to be number two answer, but the Allen family flamed out with Diana Ross, Mariah Carey, and Ariana Grande. The Durr family blew its chance to steal by naming Shakira. So who besides J-Lo and Beyoncé made the list? Number 7 was Canada's Celine Dion. Number 6 was Reuben McEntire, and number 5 was Cher. At number 3 was country star Carrie Underwood, and the number 1 response in the survey with 21% of the votes was Lady Gaga. On social media, many people were stunned by the answers, including one person who called the survey results a hate crime. Some people wanted to know where Family Feud conducted its survey. Where did they go and ask 100 people with this question? Wyoming? Read one tweet. On the game show's Facebook page, one person asked, where did you ask the question? A nursing home? One person opined on Twitter, if it was 100 lonely trad wives with husbands that don't love them having an existential crisis, then yeah, it makes sense. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.